Jerry Bader Show, 1036, hotair.com over the weekend, had a piece called War. That the arm of the RNC that tries to get Republicans elected to the Senate, the NRSC, is blacklisting an ad firm that Jim DeMintzel Group used to mount primary challenges against establishment Republicans. So basically, you're either with the Tea Party movement or you're with establishment Republicans. That's what the NRSC is saying here. Now, I can understand, I suppose, the thinking, well, you're running against you're mounting conservative challenges to people like Mitch McConnell. And if Ron Johnson were up in 2014, which he isn't, maybe even he would be targeted. Guys that are otherwise pretty conservative. This war is going to kill the conservative movement, at least in the short run. I know a lot of you didn't agree with the piece I read a couple of weeks ago, it was a weekend piece, from Peggy Noonan. I didn't agree with all of it, believe me, but she's right about this. The Tea Party movement cannot go it alone as a third party right now. It doesn't have the infrastructure. It just doesn't. On the other hand, here's the bigger issue. The Republican Party doesn't realize it needs the Tea Party movement. And while I have blamed both sides for this split, this fracture, I think what the Republican Party here is doing is just dumb. By blacklisting an ad firm, while you're with them, you're not with us. And that's one thing. But then the vicious tweets that a person high up in the GOP tweeted. Clearly, they see the Tea Party as the enemy. That's the problem here. Now, the problem I had is Ted Cruz and others treated some conservative Republicans as they were the enemy. Right now, this to me appears to be an irreconcilable split. If the establishment Republican Party doesn't realize it needs the Tea Party movement and should be working to heal, not widen this rift, then they get what they deserve. If the Tea Party movement is cut adrift from the Republican Party and establishes a third party, I do not see any conservative victories. Forget Tea Party. Forget Republican. I don't see any conservative victories for the foreseeable future. I just don't. So at this moment, here is who I blame substantially more, although I do blame both sides for this rift. I blame the establishment Republican Party substantially more. Because they need the Tea Party movement more than the Tea Party movement needs them. Because if the Tea Party movement isn't going to have the influence it wants in the Republican Party, it might as well go on its own in a third party that won't win elections anyway. Because they're not getting what they want out of the Republican Party. What the Republican Party has to accept is that on ideology, the Tea Party movement is right. Now, there are those within the establishment Republican Party who say, well, I want to get rid of Obamacare, too. There's a day when that wouldn't have been true. The Tea Party has decidedly helped the Republican Party establish its conservative bearings. But because they disagree, as do I, with some of the tactics of the Tea Party movement, they're willing to tell them to go to hell. This is such a dangerous rift. And it does need to be healed. But I will admit the answer to the healing is the establishment party has to recognize that the Tea Party base is something they need. And to keep the Tea Party base, you're going to have to accept that the shove to the right that the Tea Party did to the Republican Party was the right direction. That doesn't mean, and this is where I've just had differences with those on both sides. That doesn't mean everything the Tea Party does is right. It doesn't. That's where we get to the whole tactics debate. But the ideology is spot on. and particularly on a number of issues involving fiscal, government, growth, and size. The Tea Party has dragged, kicking and screaming, the establishment of the Republican Party where it needed to be. Look how that worked in 2010. Now, it was gone again by 2012. A lot of that, quite frankly, I do agree with the theory, and it's not a conspiracy theory, that the IRS stifling the efforts of Tea Party groups had a lot to do with that. But you have to decide what you want here. Wherever you are, if you're an establishment Republican, now if you're a liberal, you're popping champagne corks right now. So I know you're getting what you want. If you're an establishment Republican and you say, good, get rid of that Tea Party, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. Because they're going to start their own third party, and it's going to fracture the conservative movement. If you're the Tea Party movement and say, we don't need those stinking Republicans, you're wrong. But right now, the purge does seem to be the product of the Republican Party. And I would say the Tea Party's wrong because they just do not have the size, wealth, or infrastructure to be a viable third party. They just don't. I don't think there is such a thing as a viable third party in America without a fourth party, two to either side of center. If this rift grows and Alapundit at hotair.com now sees the chance of a third party up to 30%, up from 20% in his estimation recently, I would put it at 30 to 40%. If the Republican Party is going to continue to bleep on the Tea Party movement will leave. This will not be, in the short term, good news for anybody right of center. That is just the stark reality. Straight ahead, Congressman Paul Ryan, 1043.
The Jerry Bader Show.